Nick Ramirez is a chef at Loquita, an acclaimed Spanish-style tapas restaurant in Santa Barbara. The restaurant made USA Today's top new restaurant list when it opened 3 years ago. But like many restaurants in the Central and South Coast, coronavirus led to its shutdown.
We kind of saw that it was starting to come over to the U.S. They called the meeting, all the managers. Most of us thought that we might have to plan to kind of cut the teams down. We thought we were going to get briefed on how to explain that and how to go about that. We all get furloughed, you know. You're working 12 to 15 hour days, you know, usually 6 days a week. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting on the couch all day. You know, it was hard.
But Ramirez and some of his fellow employees with Acme Hospitality, which owns other restaurants in Santa Barbara like Clark and the Paradise Cafe, are now back at work. They're helping to feed elderly shut-ins through a unique collaboration with Food Bank of Santa Barbara County.
Chef's Kitchen is the program that the Food Bank has created, working in collaboration at first for our pilot with local restaurants in the Acme Hospitality Group. So we're working with chefs from the Lark and Loquita and other Santa Barbara restaurants to provide meals that are prepared and delicious and made with wholesome ingredients to local seniors.
Judith Smith-Meyer is with Food Bank of Santa Barbara County. The nonprofit isn't normally in the prepared meal business.
With COVID-19, many things have changed. One is that all of our service to seniors has to be switched to home delivery. So since everyone was under stay-at-home orders, we had to be sure that we were able to deliver healthy groceries to seniors at their homes. By doing that, we established an infrastructure. And since we're active in stewarding the whole local food system, we're aware of the impact of all the reduced business for local food-based restaurants and other kinds of food preparation, you know, outlets. So we want to support the local economy at the same time if we can.
The pilot program is focused on seniors.
Seniors 60 and over, or 55 and over with any kind of disability. And you can self-certify that, so you don't need a doctor's note or anything. Any seniors throughout the county are eligible.
Chef Nick Ramirez with Loquita says it feels wonderful to be back working and using his skills to help people who might otherwise be eating canned food.
We all got into it because it's like for the love of it. Sometimes you work for these fancy restaurants and, you know, you kind of forget it or whatever, but it was kind of a moment to really just realize, wow, this is so important now. And the time that we're in and karmically, everything that we can do now to give back and really feed people's souls.
Loquita is now preparing about 570 meals a week and its sister restaurant, Lark, about 500.
We were cooking, you know, grandma's recipe, and everything was about that. You know, we really wanted to kind of take our best memories, our Thanksgiving dinner, these kind of things that we are our celebratory dishes and comfort things and really kind of showcase those.
The Chef's Kitchen meal service started in southern Santa Barbara County, but is now operating countywide.
We were delivering meals through La Casa de la Raza and then expanded out to Kiama Valley, where its resources are very limited. So we're working with the Kiama Valley Resource Center and branching out now into North County through community partners in Caring, delivering to Lompoc and Santa Maria, and working with Santa Maria Meals on Wheels to have frozen meals delivered to cover the days when Meals on Wheels doesn't provide warm meals.
And the teen-based Zoomers to Boomers group on the South Coast is also now helping with deliveries. Food Bank of Santa Barbara County's Judith Smith-Meyer talks about the types of meals being served.
It's a single package, but these meals are hearty, so we find that they are pretty good for most people to serve two or make one meal with the leftovers for another day. And the meals have been things like chicken cacciatore with rigatoni pasta, pork chili verde with Spanish rice, chicken pozole verde, Tex-Mex chili, really delicious, tasty food that is nutrient-dense, protein-rich, and made by local chefs, so yummy.
The meals serve as an important supplement to the bagged food deliveries being made to senior shut-ins. The month-old Chef's Kitchen program isn't government-funded. It relies on grants and donations to keep the restaurant's kitchens operating for seniors. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.